The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
In the air, I think it's important to find some way to be mechazik ourselves. And I think in general it's always important. And certainly at times when tragedy seems to be, very close to home, I think it's important to find some chizuk. I don't know, some of you may have heard, may have not heard, there was a tragic accident in Los Angeles. A young man, I don't know how old he was, 21 years old, the place, 21 three quarters, that's what they said, that's right. And he had driven his grandparents to the airport, he was driving home, and yesterday was the Lavaya. What exactly happened, nobody knows. Wonderful, clean-cut mensch, Baal Chesed. The things that people who knew him said were not shy. These things happened, you know, we had this summer a major tragedy. Besides the things that happened that are more expected, so to speak, but even today, in today's world, even people that die at what we used to call a ripe old age, it's also not expected, and the tragedy is there. So I think we need chizuk all the time. And sometimes the chizuk is nothing that's very new or creative, only just a review of some of the basics that we know. But I think this week, it happened that way, but nothing happens just that way. In this Rabbeinu Yoina that I found, which is, I think it's Mishlei Perigimel, a treasure trove on the Inyan, the Inyonim of Bitochon, says a very interesting thing. And it seems to me, it occurred to me, that this concept that he introduces is really critical for finding this kind of chizuk that we need. You know, chizuk is of two kinds. There's two dimensions to the chizuk that everybody needs when we're shaken up a little bit. One is the coming to grips with difficulty and tragedy, making some sense out of it, not getting overwhelmed and turned off, so to speak. And the other one is to be able still to be optimistic and positive and have hope and bitochon in the future that things are going to be good for us. Because when we hear tragic things happen, so we, most people normally will start to think about themselves and my life and what's happening, what's going to happen, and how sure is anything in this world, and how confident can I be that, things are going to go the way I want. It shakes people up. Most people at a levaya, and the truth of the matter is, that's probably the purpose of hesped, is they're thinking about themselves a little bit, like, what can I do, what should I do, what's going to be with me, So we have to deal with both of these issues. So there's a Rabbeinu Yoina. There's Rabbeinu Yoina that says, I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't have a copy. But the Rabbeinu Yoina basically says like this. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that after he what? A Mishle. No, it's okay. It's okay. No, you have mamish. What? Oh, I don't know. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says like this. That he says, after we, or now that mishayodea, that a person knows that Hashem has great schar awaiting for him in the olam haemes, that there's, he calls it an or hatzofun loy, that there's a hidden light, there's a light there that's tzofun latzadikim, that he has so much waiting for him in the olam haemes. So, such a person now after that, he can have confidence and he can be mekave, optimistic and miyachel for the good that Hashem is going to do for him in this world. And I think he even says, and to pay him, or he'll, the benefits that he will get for what he does in this world will also be positive. And it seemed to me that there's a strange relationship here. I would not have thought that the thought of what's awaiting me in the next world has anything to do with my ability to have hope in the future in this world. I know Hashem's chesed. I know Hashem's rachamim. I know that he tells us, afilu cherev chodo munach al tzavor shel olam, don't give up. Never al yisyaish min harachamim, al yimnatz min harachamim. Memela, I'm hopeful. I can't be sure, but I'm hopeful. And it seems that that hope can only be achieved if a person is first. It comes from, I don't know, only, but it emanates from. Once he realizes this, then he can have this hope. They realize this what? That there's an Olam Haba. There's, like they used to say, a lichtike and a lustike Gan Eden. There's a Gan Eden waiting for him that's so beautiful. The light is so shiny. There's so much to pay him back for everything that he achieved in this world, that Memela, now he's already prepared and ready to be hopeful and optimistic and positive and to be mekaveh that the things that he wants in this world will be awarded to him as well. And it seems that there's a connection between the two worlds. And I think that in the context of facing tragedy and finding the ability to be positive and optimistic and botuach and certainly miyachel u'mekave u'metzape u'mechake for the good that we want in this world, those are the four lashonos that they use to speak about this level of bitochon, where I'm not 100% sure, botuach bahasogas mishaloisov, but I'm not losing hope. I refuse to give up hope. In order to have that, a person has to have the sense of what the extent of Hashem's chesed, and it's mashma, someone pointed out to me, not just his chesed for the world, but what's or hatsofun loy, what's awaiting me. If I know that in the olam ha'emes, that the ultimate chesed is awaiting me, that Hashem has this light that's hidden away from me, now I can all of a sudden find the strength to go forward with an optimism and with a hope and with a confidence in this world. And I think that maybe for those of us who've been guilty, I don't think it's guilt because I think it's proper, of emphasizing that you gotta understand the benefits that we get in this world, because most people can't just wait for something that's beyond. That having been said, unless we're acutely aware, keenly aware of the extent of Hashem's chesed and hatova and benefit that he has for us over there, we can't continue in this world. Without that focus, this world becomes almost an impossibility. And I think, therefore, that we have to constantly, in preparing ourselves for the difficulties of life and in coping with those difficulties, have to constantly focus, not cholila to say that we shouldn't be aware and concerned and interested and motivated and focused on the benefit that he gives us in this world. But in order to really feel that, we also need to have that broader perspective of what it's really all about and what Hashem has in store for us. And I think what? Yeah, in order to be optimistic, let's use that word. It's not really optimism. It's kivui, it's hope, it's awaiting good. Not giving up that there's going to be good for me in this world. I have to have that sense. He says it's misheyeda, that now that he knows what's awaiting for him there, now we can have this feeling over here. It seems that there's a connection. and the connection between the chesed that Hashem has in store for us there and our ability to appreciate chesed here. And maybe it has to do with the simple, very simple thing. It probably has meaning on infinite levels. But on a very simple level, it may be just as follows. This world is very limited. Time is limited. Space is limited. And the good is limited. The best good that we could hope for in this world, how good is it really? You know, they say that the Chofetz Chaim, when they read to him, that that the Zionists are looking forward to establish a state in Israel, like a free state, just like the state of Bulgaria that just became free, and that Kufa, whatever it was, it just, you know, established its freedom. And they say the Chofetz Chaim cried. And they asked him, what is he crying about? He says, after 2,000 years of Golos, and the voice from the Nevi'im of the glory and the Gedula and the Moifsim and the Hashoras Hashchino and the Dveikus Bashem and everything that the Nevi'im prophesied, we're going to settle for a state like Bulgaria. Like, I have a state, big deal. Like, it doesn't mean anything. There's so much more. In a certain way, and especially when we face the shortness of this life, and Allah has kamo v'kamo when we address or when we hear about or when we focus on a young mamish, a young life just being taken away like this. So then we say, so what's it all about anyway? This whole world, how much is there? What could we possibly have? What's the big gedula? And it's so the point is that unless when we see the limitations of this world, so then the only way to rise above that is to say, this is just a piece of an eternity. This is just a piece of a world that is endless, of a nitzchius, of a creation that was made to go on forever, neshomas that were created to exist forever, a birei olam who always existed and always continued to exist. And the whole purpose for which he created this world was just to give us the opportunity to earn the schar so that he should be able to bestow upon us that ultimate chesed. And it shouldn't be with an embarrassment, with an amad kisufo, and it shouldn't be with a sense of a lack of appreciation, but it should be with the ultimate hanor that we could have because we earned it. And that's all this world is about. And if we look at it that way, and we have a sense that this world is just a piece. It's like a continuum, which it starts over here, and it goes on forever. The body may be limited to a certain point, and even after that point, there's a tchias hamesim. But the neshama starts, it's a chelek elikam imal, and it goes on forever and ever. It's endless, it's eternal. That gives us that sense of, we can appreciate what the grandiosity of, that's the wrong word,
grandeur.
Of the grandeur, that's a better word, of Hashem's chesed, and the infinite, the infinity of Hashem's chesed. And the mele, what? The epic scope of Hashem's chesed. Any other words? And Mimela, I now have the ability to feel, oy, such chesed. And it seems that what was pointed out, that for me, that's for me. It's or hatsofun loy. It's for him. And this is no, we're not making a pitch here for any type of institutions or anything. But the or hatsofun loy, that it's for him that it's hidden that light. That eternal light is there for him. Now, if that's what it is, if that's the extent of chesed that's stored away from me, now I can get back to the mundane and find the confidence to face the difficulties and face the threats and face the dangers and face the fear that I have in this world, because I recognize the full gamut of Hashem's chesed. And I think that that's a piece that's very critical. that's very, very critical, because if we don't have that concept, then this world is too scary a place to be. If you make it through till a ripe old age goes by, you know, the Rabbeinu Yonah says the pshat in the posuk, Yomeinu ketzel oivim, our days pass like the shadow passes, ketzel, like a shadow. It goes like a shadow. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, loy ketzel oy shel ilon, not like the shadow of a, ketzel oy shel koisel, the shadow on a wall, it takes a long time for the sun to get from here to here. Loy ketzel oy shel ilon, which goes a little bit faster, but there's a certain expanse over there. Ela ketzel uif hapireach ba'avir, like the shadow of a bird flying by. That's it. That's the way. In retrospect, in context of what our life is really all about, and as you get older and older, you begin to realize that that's the way it is. It's like a bird flying by. Before you know it, in a split second, the shadow is gone, and it's all over. And the only way to cope with that is to see this world in the context of an eternity. And the things that happen in this world can only be understood in that eternal context, in the context of a broader thing. In a chesed Hashem, the truth of the matter is that everything is chesed. You know, in halacha, we paskin that on a psura toiva, we make a brocha hatoiva hametiv. On a shmua raw, we make a different brocha. And the pshat in that brocha is, the Mefarshim explain, is really on a shmua raw, that means you hear something that's bad that happened, the tragedy happened, we should also make a brocha toiv ha-meitiv. Because kol ma de'ovid rachmono letavovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. So they're both absolutely good. Ha-toiv ha-meitiv. Like David HaMelech said, Chesed u'mishpat o'shiro. Al Chesed o'shiro. He sang Hallel for Chesed. And he said Hallel for, how does it say? It should have said Kino l'David. It says Mizmo l'David. It's everything to him was a shiro. Because he saw, he appreciated that it was kol kulei Chesed. The halacha is that we're not on that level. So on good, which is blatantly good, we make a brocha toiv ha-meitiv. Hashem is good, he's toiv and he's meitiv to others. On Shmois Rois, we can't. We're not on the Madrega to say Atoyva Meitiv. It would be sheker. It would be folly. It would be an act. It wouldn't mean anything. So what do we say? We say Dayan Ho'emes. What does that mean? That means we're on the level of not recognizing how it's all good. And to do lip service and to say that it's all good when we can't feel it doesn't mean anything. But we're on the level to say Dayan Ho'emes. You judge. You know what good and bad is. You know what kind of good you have to administer in this world. And we just acknowledge that you're the true judge, that you know what you're doing. We intellectually, we're not happy. And it was interesting, there were two hespedim over here, and one person said something about how this is good and good and good, and I forget the words exactly, but the father of this young man, you know, said that everything Hashem does is for the good. We're not happy with it. See, to be mekabel ba'avo doesn't mean to be happy. Mekabel ba'avo doesn't mean I love the yisurim. People thinking mekabelas yisurim ba'avo. What does it mean to be mekabel yisurim ba'avo? It's not the pshat I love the yisurim. It's the pshat I love Hashem despite the yisurim. What?
I
good, maybe on that level, because he understood that that was all good, and he felt it good, so he could rejoice. For us, that's not what it means.
I don't want to make a whole discussion.
Okay, because the time is very limited. But for us, what it means is I'm mekabel the yisurim b'avod b'shas. I love Hashem. I realize how much Hashem loves me, and I, even though what He's doing for me is not making me happy, it's not. I'm not happy at all about this. Not at all. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, we're not allowed to say something is bad. You're allowed to say it's bitter. It's good, but it's bitter. It's bitter. It's not a bitter. David HaMelech, maybe it wasn't bitter.
He felt it. He was able to say Atoyva Hamaitiv. He was able to say Chesed Mishpat Oshira. For us, it's bitter. All we could say is Dayan or Emes. But Chayev Odom Levorech Al Horo Kishem Shu Mevorech Al Atoyvo. He has to say it with that same feeling of appreciation and of Avas Hashem. Just like I love Hashem with Atoyva Hamaitiv, I love Hashem as who's the Dayan or Emes. Because I know intellectually that everything he does is true, everything he does is right, everything he does is good, everything he does is chesed, kol ma de'ovar achmona letav of it. The only thing is, I can't feel the good. And therefore I say, dayan ha'emes, but I'm mekabel that good. I'm saying this with Avas Hashem, because it doesn't affect my Avas Hashem, because I know I can't be happy about the pain, I can't be happy about the suffering, I can't be happy, at least on the level that I am, but I know how much Hashem loves me, and I know that how much I have to love Him, and I know that everything intellectually, I know it's all for the good, and therefore I can still recognize and appreciate that Dayan HaEmes. I want to suggest something else. The Sipurnu in Shir HaShirim is very powerful when it says that Shir HaShirim is an expression to invoke or to evoke from us an Avas Hashem. And that Avas Hashem, he says, comes from appreciating the Chesed Hashem. And it's written, it's addressed to Hamisoinimra bechavle hazman, to those people that are complaining in the pains that they suffer. Klal Yisrael is in Golus. We're suffering such pain. We're suffering such tragedy. We're suffering such difficulty. And yet we can inspire ourselves with Avas Hashem by seeing the chesed that he does. Not the chesed to us, because we're misoinen in rabich bechavle hazman. I think it means that we're suffering all of the pains of Golus. But we can still appreciate the chesed Hashem because we see the chesed even though it isn't to us. And then he fears us and he says, how much more so if the chesed is actually to me? Which means that a person who's suffering, a person who's going through tragedy, a person who has the worst matzav, and he's misoining, he's complaining, he's feeling that pain. It's not like he doesn't feel the pain. It's not like it doesn't destroy him almost. But such a person can look at the chesed of Hashem in the world, and through that chesed, to be mechazik his Avas Hashem, despite the fact that that chesed is not happening to him. Now, what that really means is that there's a means, the power of focusing on the chesed Hashem, it can fill us with a love of Hashem, despite the fact that in my personal life, in my particular life, in my particular situation, I should be the guy that's the least in love with Hashem because I'm suffering so much. Out there, things are great. There's Chesed Hashem. Oh, what good, wonderful Chesed. Look what he does. He's doing everything, you know. To me, he's not doing it. But I could still feel that love because when I appreciate the Chesed Hashem, and it's not just, you know, there is such a thing as Yisurim Shel Ahava, that Hashem, the ones who He specially loves, He gives Yisurim just to be able to give them more opportunity to have greater schus, to have a greater Olam Haba. But we're not talking about that. But even just seeing the chesed in others, when I'm not appreciating that it's a chesed to me, but just seeing the chesed in others gives me that ability. I see Hashem's chesed. Seeing the chesed. And the truth of the matter is, when tragedy strikes, we have to learn not to be blinded to all the chesed Hashem. First of all, there's a chesed, and wise people have really, you know, expressed it very succinctly by saying, you know, even when there's a tragic loss, we have to look at what we had, not what we lost. this. I just read quickly, very briefly, in the paper that when this, it's very interesting, this Nachman Kletsky, the one, the father of this kid, Leiby, that was killed during the summer. So when he heard that the Rebbetzin Kanievsky passed away this week, so he got himself a ticket. He went to Bnei Brak just to be Menachem Avil, because it seems that Reb Chaim and to Lange Yor and his Rebbetzin, Zichrono Livrocha, sent him a letter and they were machazik them. So he wanted to be Menachem Avil. So he went. He got a ticket and he went to Eretz Yisrael to be Menachem Avil. So they quoted that Reb Chaim just told him. You know, Reb Chaim speaks like in two words. He said, "Your son had an neshama from a godel, you know, a great odom godel. That he had this great special neshama, and you know, a person has to learn to appreciate that, despite the tragedy that I'm suffering, Hashem was so kind to me. I had such a privilege." I had the privilege of bringing into this world, you know, the concept of Gilgul Neshamas is also something that's very important to understand, because without it, the questions that remain are so vexing, are so overwhelming, are so painful, that it can paralyze. It can paralyze, especially when you talk about young children that pass away. So like what, you know, before Bar Mitzvah, before Bas Mitzvah, they didn't even sin. They can't even, you can't even, not to mention the fact that far too often the young people that pass away are from the most choshev and from the most kind and from the most special and you know, tzaddikim, rather than who knows who, you know, the pushtakim. So it's very difficult sometimes to appreciate that. But we have to be able to, in the midst of all the difficulty that we have, in the midst of all the suffering, to be able to look and see the Chesed Hashem, see the Chesed Hashem to others, and even see the Chesed Hashem to us, despite the fact that now we're feeling so much pain. To see the privilege that we had. We had a wonderful child for 21 years. We had the privilege to have a neshoma that we nurtured. Who knows, it was a neshoma of some giant of previous generations, who now through the chinuch that we gave our child and that the mitzvahs and the accomplishments and the midas and the edelkeit and the feinkeit and the learning and the everything that this child accomplished, that who knows what type of a tikkun was generated for this neshama, who knows what that accomplishes in the broader scope of the whole future and well-being of Klal Yisrael. And to be able to see this is like, that's the ability that we have. And in the midst of suffering, through being makir the Chesed Hashem, we could come to the greatest Avas Hashem, despite the fact that we ourselves are right now suffering what somebody would normally look and say, Avo! Wow, it looks like he forgot about you altogether. It looks like he couldn't care less about you. It looks like he hates you. You know. But reality, we can motivate ourselves to come to that Ahava by appreciating the extent of that chesed. I think that there's a sad mistake that oftentimes we fall victim to. And that is when tragedy strikes, we try to be machazik ourselves. When things get rough, when we get nervous, when we get scared, when we're worried, we try to be machazik ourselves. The trick is to find that chizuk when things are good, to maintain that chizuk, and in a sense, we remain, we're ready to face whatever the world brings, whatever comes upon us, and therefore, if Rahman al-Islam, a situation hits us, it doesn't hit us unprepared. We don't have to now backtrack through all of the suffering and the misery and the questions and the shake-up that we feel. Now we're going to try to come back and maybe make a whole speech and try to do this and come to, you know, to be... No, it's something. A person gets up in the morning. the Chesed Hashem that we could reflect upon, it should be enough to send us soaring. Wake up. A person who sleeps is a certain measure, whatever the shiurim are, he's dead for all intents and purposes. He's the neshama leaves him. He wakes up. Just to be appreciative of that. He has this system in his body that cleanses it of all of the impurities. It's an amazing system. It's something that there's nothing that the human being could invent. And I like to say, you know, it's Golui v'yodua lifnei chisech v'idecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu magnified the chesed by something that he's constantly supervising. He's always watching it to make sure all the systems, I guess he has, I picture it, he has monitors. And you know, as many human beings as on the face of the earth, he has monitors, and he's monitoring each system to make sure that everything is working properly. Because shemipaseichachod mehem, or yisoseimechod mehem, yifshalis kayem v'lam lefonecho. You know, we wouldn't be able to exist. That works. Mamish, it's like such chesed, such chesed. Machzin and Shomois Lifgore Mason. Such chesed. Birchas HaTorah. The world is such a miserable place. People are so broken and sad. Billions of people walk the face of the earth. And there's one question that eats away at them that they never find an answer to. What's my purpose in being here? What's the point of it all? What am I doing here? Who needs it? Especially when it's difficult. When there's problems, when there's tragedy, what's it all about? Why? Why do I need it? What am I doing? What's the goal? What's the purpose? What's the meaning? He gave us the purpose. This is the purpose of creation. Not only did I share it with you, I gave it to you. It's yours. You can live it. You can act it. You can study it. You can decide it's halacha, and I will bend chukai shamayim ba'oretz according to the decisions that you make down in this world based on the Torah that I have given you and relinquished all right to decide it's halachas. The basko, nothing doing. Anovi, nothing doing. The Torah is the final word, and it was given to Klal Yisrael to decide. Then we move on to the Birchas HaShachar. So, not sure exactly about the rooster, but certainly the seichel, a brocha for seichel. That's basically what it is. Seichel. Do you know what it is to have seichel? Oh, yeah, bissel a seichel. Do you ever see somebody, even there are smart people that have no seichel? You know, there are brilliant people that have no seichel. A little bit of seichel, you know, a little bit of judgment, a little bit of real reality, understanding what's going on in the world, being able to deal with it on a realistic level, to you know, not just kishrin, but seichel. I don't know how to describe it. I guess, you know. But for those that you can describe it, however, you know, shelo asani goy. What? Those would say, I didn't want to say that, I thought of that, but anyway. Shelo asani goy, shelo asani oved, shelo asani isha. Okay, fine. Pekeach ivrim. Who's blind? The blind man also says pekeach ivrim because other people help him see. But pekeach ivrim, am I blind? He opens the pekeach, loshen hoive. Yes! If not for the chesed Hashem. And who's chesed? The Mekor HaBrochos, the Melech HaOlam, who has so many more important things to do, he's Pekeach Ivrim. It goes like this every day. And if he wouldn't go like this every day, you'd be blind. We'd be blind. It goes like this, and he holds them open. Sometimes we get very tired. We have to help him a little bit holding it open, but he holds it open. Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim, the ability to sit up, Zekev Kefufim, the ability to stand. You know, we haven't heard, maybe we have heard, but I'll never forget, you know, I mean, we hear it once a year over here, but the Chaim Tenenbaum's story, he lay in bed in Rusk for about 4 or 5 months, and he was like, mamish, emaciated like just a pack of bones, and he couldn't walk, couldn't sit up, he couldn't stand, he couldn't walk. And finally, the first day that he sat up on the bed, he calls me up with such a simcha. I sat on the bed. He said, we have to make a brocha every day for that. Matir asurim. That's what Chazal say. Because we're bound to the bed. And we could, some people really shouldn't make that brocha. But anyway, but we're bound to the bed. And then we can sit up. I can't stand up yet, but I can sit up. A week later, he says, I stood up for a minute. Zekif kefufim, a brocha every day, the ability to stand. What do you mean the ability? It's not, excuse me, it's a misnomer, it's not an ability. What? So originally it was done that way, and it seems only because it was too complicated, too difficult, and people would get all confused, so they were mesader al seder habrochas. In the Gemara, it's mashma that originally that's the way they used to do it. But anyway, let's leave that. Zekif kefufim, Hashem, if Hashem didn't straighten me up, I couldn't straighten anyone who ever suffered back pain, you know, knows what it is. There are some people, you just can't, you know. Mechim etzadei gover, the ability to walk. Shosali called Sorki, shoes. That's what the Chazal say. Shoes. Shosali called Sorki. A person has a good pair of shoes, he has it made. He's not wearing shoes. Everything it affects the whole body, the whole bahus of the person. Oyzi Yisrael Bigvura, Oyti Yisrael Besefora refers to the tefillin. Noisein la yoif koyach. Some of us walk around so tired, but the Rebbeinu Shalaylin is constantly giving us koyach. Ma'avir Sheino, you know, again, wake us up in the morning. Goymel chasodim tevim amu Yisrael. If we would recite these things every day with a sense of appreciation of the Chesed Hashem, it would engender such an Avas Hashem, such an unshakable Avas Hashem, that when it came to the challenges of facing the difficulties of life, that we wouldn't say, like Chassidus Sharov once told me that his father was a Rav yet in Hungary, and somebody once came to his father, and he was Mamish Meduka Bi Yisurin, and he says, Rebbe, you know, what does he want from me? So much Yisurin. So the Rebbe said to him, he says, Hashem loves you, because it says a posuk, Hashem Yochiach, the one that he loves, that's the one he reprimands. So the guy says, Ich verstehe, Rebbe, I understand. Oh, but tell me, why doesn't he love my neighbor a little bit more? You know, I mean, why does he have to love me so much? We won't have to say that. Why does he have to love me so much? We'll recognize that love. We'll feel that love. Just from every day, the way he deals with us on a daily, moment, minutely, secondly basis, every second of our existence. Not to mention the food we have to eat. Not to mention all the other pleasures that we have in life. And if every time we make a brocha, and if every time we, and you know, the Kuzri says, interesting, the Kuzri says that the reason Chazal were misaken the Birchas Hanenin was to increase the Hanor. We should have more pleasure. Because when you make a brocha, you stop to think, this is a gift from Hashem. This is not just a natural birthright. This is the Mekoyer HaBrocha is Hashem Elokeinu, the Melech HaOlam, who has many more important things to do. Sha'akol Yehi Bidvaro, he gives this all for me. And that's the opportunity that we have to appreciate, to enjoy, and Mamela to be Makir Toiv, and to feel Hashem's chesed even more, and Mamela to love him even more. And with that kind of a strength, first of all, life is on a different plane. The pleasure in life, the thrill of life, the happiness of life, the good feeling about ourselves that we have, and the strength that it gives us. That when this, you know, life has its ups and downs, and life has its dangers, and life has its threat, and life has its problems, but we face all of those problems with a different sense of optimism, of hope, and of confidence in Hashem, because we just know His chesed. Add to all of that, knowledge of the eternal chesed of Hashem. Of the fact that he didn't have to create this whole world in the first place except for to do chesed. And everything, and the chesed that he has awaiting for us there, if you think, the Mesillas Yesharim says, the place for that closeness to Hashem, the place for that reward, the place for that uineg ho'amiti, is only in the Olam HaEmes, because this world doesn't even have the capability to give us that level of pleasure. Then when we have that, then add that to the whole formula. And once I realize how much awaits me over there, It strengthens me to be optimistic and to be positive over here, and to search and look to appreciate more the chesed Hashem gives me here, because it's all part of this endless continuum. I could talk about the difference, and Hashem should talk about machazik everybody, and we should have so much chizuk and so much inspiration and so much hakor of the chesed Hashem that we shouldn't need any reminders to shake us up and to wake us up.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.